This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My name is Edwin. I'm from Palmdale, California. Actually called in a while ago, and I'm not sure if the story was submitted, but there's a story that I had of shadow people when I was on tour. But I recently just got done listening to one of the episodes about a skinwalker. I don't really remember it quite too well because I usually listen while I'm at work. But I had a story to tell of my own experience with it. And it's kind of crazy because I'm sitting here in the garage. My mom has a big mural of the Virgin Mary, so I'm trying to keep myself safe. But it's actually a really crazy story. So a long time ago, actually, it's crazy because most of my weird stories happen from tour or because of tour or whatever. But I had a friend in Arizona, and she was Native American. And so we would talk on the phone a lot, and, you know, we had a good friendship. So we'd frequent the phone a lot, and we'd talk every night and stuff. And it's crazy because one night I got on the phone with her, and she sounded a bit uneasy for some reason. So I asked her, like, what was wrong? And I don't know if you've heard exactly that the Navajo or, like, the Native Americans believe heavily that not even talking about it or mentioning the name or, like, mentioning the name or talking about it could incite, you know, an experience of your own, or it can attract it or stuff like that, which is, you know, crazy. And so I actually found that out when she was telling me all this stuff before she exactly explained what exactly it was. She was trying to let me know, like, you know, I don't really want to tell you because it attracts it, and I don't know, like, I don't want to put anything like that on you. And I'm like, you know, I was very ignorant to it, so I wasn't really as scared as I should have been. But she was telling me, she's like, I think something followed me home, and I'm scratching my head. I'm like, what do you mean? And she told me, she's like, something like, I don't really remember that well, because it was like back in when I was like 18. But she was telling me, she said, she's like, I ran into my house and I don't really know, like, but I have this feeling that I'm getting, like, I'm being followed or something's watching me or whatever. And I kept trying to ask her, like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, I don't really want to explain it because of, you know, what I just said about how it could follow you or you could attract it. And she finally told me what it was, and she explained it, and I was like, what? You know, that's crazy. And being Mexican myself, we actually have something kind of similar in our culture, but it has to do with witches, which would, I'm assuming would be kind of like the same thing. So she was telling me, and we were just talking on the phone, and she kept saying, like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like something's outside my window. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure you're fine. And then she started like freaking out really bad on the phone, and she, I guess pebbles started, like, somebody was throwing pebbles at her window. She lived in a second story house. She was on the obviously the top story, and she was saying that something was throwing rocks at her. And it was crazy because I could actually hear the little clacking from the whatever it was hitting the window. And it was quite frightening. It was actually really, really scary. It scared me a lot because I knew she wasn't playing around. I could hear it in her voice. It was very genuine. And ultimately, you know, she just kept explaining, like, I feel like I shouldn't have told you that because now I feel like, you know, it could end up showing up where you're at. And mind you, I live in California. I live in Southern California, and she lives in Arizona. And it was actually kind of funny because I was thinking about bringing this story up to her, but she recently just had a kid, and I don't want to take the chance at bringing that up. I mean, I know maybe it's not real, maybe it is, but at the chance that it is, I don't want anything going on, especially now that she has, you know, a child around. So the night continues, and she's, you know, she's calmed down a bit, and, you know, she said that nothing's happening anymore. Lo and behold, something starts hitting my window. And like I said, I'm all the way in California. I mean, I don't even know the distance between California and Arizona, but I'm all the way in Southern California. Freaking out because now I have things being thrown at my window, and I don't necessarily understand how that would be possible. That's like the biggest thing. Obviously, the fact that it's, you know, a creature that's like, you know, grounded in Native American folklore, mythology, or whatever you want to believe, but I was just trying to grasp the concept of how it would be possible if I'm all the way where I'm at. And ultimately I looked out my window and I couldn't see anything, but it was very, very terrifying. I mean, let's just go ahead and subtract the skinwalker aspect of it. The fact that we were on the phone, we stayed on the phone the entire time, but two separate times, you know, hundreds of miles away, we were being, you know, things were throwing rocks at us. It's not like she could have been like, hey, you know, go down the street, you know, tell our little sister to go down the street and throw rocks at my window. But yeah, that's my story. I mean, it's kind of freaky. I don't know if you could explain what it is. But I've heard that it has something to do with either a witch or somebody doing something to acquire powers to... I think Jenny was right. It's a shapeshifter, but I don't really know. And it's weird because the Native Americans say that you could actually tell if it's a skinwalker. And I forgot what detail it is exactly that you could pick up on in order to find out whether it is or not. Yeah, but sorry, I'm a bit tired, but I've heard stories of people losing their dogs in the forest, and then, you know, all of a sudden they see them again, and it's they don't really look exactly like their dog because they kind of have like a human face or something like that. And then there's been stories where people are walking their dogs and they hear their own voice calling their dog from the forest, from deep into the forest, which is, I don't know about you guys, but that is deeply disturbing. But anyways, I just want to call in and give that story because I just recently heard the one that you guys just gave out, and I was, you know, it prompted me to just jump on the phone and go ahead and give the story. Yeah, like I said, I told the story of the shadow people when I was on tour and when I was in New York. I don't know if that one was on, you know, I don't know if that one aired, but if it didn't, let me know. I'll call in with it. And also, I have a story that pertains to the Amityville house in Amityville, New York. So if you guys want to hear that, which I'm pretty sure you do, I guess it's just a force of habit to say that, but let me know and I'll call in and give it. Just want to give you guys a big thanks for doing what you guys do, providing everybody with the outlet that we're able to have to give our stories. And like everybody else, I listen at work, and it definitely gets me by through the day. So I really appreciate what you guys do, and you guys have a good one.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.